1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert, and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. There's always something to celebrate when we are in the United States, beautiful country. We're going to talk about some interesting subjects today, but we're still going to always do a little bit of celebrating. Let's take a look and see what we are celebrating today, because I think that I saw some pretty good ones. Now, here's, you know, I don't know. Now, here's the rub of this one, and I don't know. I can't even see where you are in here, Josh, because today's Be Bald and Be Free Day. Yeah, so this one, this is for me. I'm celebrating and having beaten anorexia. Well, I'm going to also go with today is National Dessert Day. I like that one. So we've got National Dessert. I like that. Nice. Got the graphics going and everything today. The team's doing on double time. Looking good. Yeah, let's see. So what is the favorite dessert? So if you're looking at our socials today, we've got this graphic that Josh has here, but I've got another one also that I had. And, you know, I had a problem with this today. I didn't know exactly what to do. And I'm usually pretty on it. So I usually have a good grip on things, but I didn't know if I could figure this one out, because being National Dessert Day, Josh, can you, I don't know if you're able to even grab this other graphic that we got from Geneva. I don't know if you've got that there, but it, you know, something, I might be able to share my screen here and just show this up here. We got to pick one. I don't know if we can pick one. So here's the options: cake, ice cream, pie, brownies, cheesecake, or cookie. Now, having beaten anorexia, I went with all six. Right. There's no way that I'm just going to go with one of those. But hey, put it in the stream. If you're watching us on as we're recording in the morning, I know that if you're watching the ABC News and Talk AM 1490 video feed, you can't put comments in there. Right. But if you're watching us as we broadcast live in the morning, Edna, I'm with you all six. Edna, we're together on this one. Right. So if you're watching us, put the comments in the feed. This is an interactive broadcast. I'd like for you to have some commentary and let me know what you're thinking and if you like us. And by all means, help us out with the algorithms. Regardless of where you're watching, like us, thumbs up, subscribe, all that good stuff. I don't even know all of them, but I don't know. Josh probably knows more about that stuff than I do. But do all of them, right? So that's we appreciate that. That helps us out. Let's move right along and see what the markets are doing today, because this is a home and finance show, when we talk about anything that affects the roof over your head or your bank account. So right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 504 points. That's a good number if you're into the markets. We talk about that on a regular basis. Josh, I know that you're an Amazon fan. Should we look and see what it's doing today? AMZN, I think, is the symbol for Amazon. Up 22.63. So Josh is smiling in the background. Okay. S&P 500 is up 68.11. The NASDAQ is up 239 points. Oil up 34 cents a barrel. I'm not going to tell you. I told you yesterday what oil prices, gas prices were doing. It is painful. Gas prices are so high that I couldn't even go down to see our friends from Solutions of Change in Vista. Right? I mean, how do you do that when gas prices in California are $4.50 a gallon? Unbelievable. Crazy. But we'll keep on moving along and seeing what else is going on. The bond market looking pretty good for us today. The 10-year Treasury down 2 basis points, 151.6. Germany, the 10-year bond is still negative. Give them your money for 10 years. You don't get it all back. So, and it's planned that way. How do you like that? It's planned that you don't get all your money back. Moving right along. It's fascinating. I'm glad. Look, if you look at the screen, if you're again watching us on RonSiegelRadio.tv or any of our social channels, ABC News and Talk AM 1490 video feed, you can obviously tell that Chris Megason is not with us, and we're thrilled that we have these ladies came in to replace Chris. So when he listens to the replay, he'll probably throw something at me. But I'm glad you ladies are here, and we call this Ditch Chris Day, right? But in alignment with Chris and I go back a long time, and we both have this great fondness for how wonderfully our federal government and our state government do things. So if you look out off the coast of Orange County, no, I'm not talking about the oil spill. We're not talking about that today. There's probably 80 or 90 ships that are sitting out there off the coast. They're anchored. That's what caused the problem with the oil, right? Is one of the ship's anchors dragged the oil pipeline. But there's about 80 ships out there sitting there that they can't get into the port. So about 3 or 4 months ago, the president made a great decision.
It is what it is.
So he decides, okay, we're going to set up a commission. Generally, a commission translates in the federal government is, we want to put this on the back burner and do absolutely nothing. But he sets up this commission to figure out how we can solve this problem, because it wouldn't look good if we get to the end of the year this year, Christmas time, and there's no toys in the Christmas aisle because they're out there on these ships. So the president came up with a bright idea yesterday. He said, we're going to open up the port of Los Angeles, the port of Long Beach, and we're going to work 24 hours a day, and we're going to get these ships unloaded. Wonderful. Do you think that's going to get those containers onto trucks? Oh, wait a second. There's no trucks out there. What are we going to do with all these containers? They've got thousands of containers on every truck, on every ship. Where are they going to put them? Where are they going to stack them? What are they going to put them on? How are they going to get them to the trains? How are they going to get them on the trucks? How are they going to get them to your local Walmart, Costco, Target, wherever they're going? Oh, wait a second. It's the federal government. They don't worry about that part. They just say, you know something? Unload those things. Put them somewhere. We don't care. At least we won't see them every day in the news off the coast. Does that sound familiar? Now, our subject today is, my opinion, California has no desire to solve the homeless problem. No desire at all. Right? They talk about it. They might want to put a Band-Aid on it. I've shared with many, many officials over the last, 5, 6, 7 years that Chris has been coming on my show. I don't even know how long it is anymore, that Solutions for Change has solved the problem, right? They've solved it for a segment of the population if people will follow what they've done. But when I say go down there and talk to Chris, go down and take a tour, do you think they really listen? Do you think they do that? No. Why? Because what the goal is of every politician, and thank goodness I have a bunch of them come in here. There's none here today, so I'm okay to say this. Well, of course I say it when they're here too. Right, the goal of the politicians have one goal and one goal only: re-election. Right, that's all they care about. So if they come out and they say that they want to solve homelessness, or they're going to do something about homelessness. Well, doesn't matter whether it's good or bad. They just did something. Doesn't matter whether they solved a problem or they don't. They put a Band-Aid on a problem, and they hope that it doesn't get in front of a camera any longer. That's the goal of the politicians. So when we bring these things to light, I mean, I'm sure that by the end of the afternoon today, Josh, you're not going to get to see this, but I'll get all kinds of hate mail today saying that's not what the politicians are, and California has a different, really, California has a different solution. The state that says that we have to put boys and girls' toys together. You know, the biggest problem we've got in the state of California right now, right? And I know the problems, right? How do you know the problems? Right? It's like when people tell me they don't have time to do something, I say, let me see your calendar. And they've got nothing on there. They say, this is my biggest agenda item, and this is where I spend my money. Let me see your checkbook. Well, California, what are the number one problems? Well, it's the things that they're doing in Sacramento, right? So our biggest problems are single-use ketchup packages, right? Because we can't have those anymore. Plastic utensils, single-use mayonnaise package. We did this the other. Talked about these the other day. These are the biggest problems we have in California. Unbelievable, right? So it's just crazy what we're seeing going on because they're not looking to solve problems. If they wanted to solve problems, they'd be listening to Ron Siegel Radio today, because we've got some folks that are solving the problems. We've got some people that basically know exactly what they're talking about. Why do they know what they're talking about? Because they've been there. So if you want to hear more about solving homelessness, you better stay tuned today, because we're going to chat a lot about it. And yes, I do see you on LinkedIn. I see your comments. And we're going to look at those in the break, and because some of them are pretty long, so I can't read them all. But we're going to talk this morning. What do past years tell us about today's real estate market? And I don't know. Maybe we'll do this better outcome segment. Maybe not, Josh. We'll see what we feel like. I give Josh these cues while we're on air. You can reach me anytime. Our off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debts so you could retire someday? Build bigger savings. Invest in opportunities. Visit RSRNoDebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less, all without having to spend more each month than you spend right now? Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit RSRNoDebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis, rsrnodebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes, rsrnodebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. Go to rsrnodebt.com, rsrnodebt.com.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
Homeowners over the age of 62 are taking back financial control after retirement with reverse mortgages, and the Siegel Lending Team is here to help you use it to your advantage. Call Ron Siegel with Geneva Financial to receive your free information booklet with no obligation. The booklet answers all your questions, and the best part is you still own your home. Call Ron Siegel at 1-800-306-1990 or visit ronsiegelradio.com.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. So Shirley, I see a part of the name coming through. Josh told me, big comment here. I'll get to this in just a second. I can't see the whole thing because part of it's cut off on the bottom, but we'll look at it and see what we need to talk about here. But hey, I want to get to the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial when you're ready for that next home loan. Geneva's got the programs and the products. You just need to make the call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Let's take a look. What's the Dow Jones doing right now? Dow Jones has been going crazy. I mean, it's been on a roller coaster. If you're one of those people that invests in the stock market, boy, I don't know, either you've got a strong stomach or, I don't know, a very, very strong sense of zen. But the Dow's up 501 points right now. The NASDAQ is up 244 points. The S&P 500 is up almost 69 points. 10-year Treasury down 4. Mortgage-backed securities are up 16. So up 16 now. As you know, all of that information is readily available on that super secret website, google.com, right? You can find it all right there. Why do you come to Ron Siegel Radio? Because I'm telling you why this stuff's happening. Well, we got initial jobless claims this morning, measures individuals filing for unemployment benefits for the very first time. It was reported at 293,000 claims for last week. This represents a decrease of 36,000 from the previously revised report of 329,000 claims and was below expectations of 320,000. Producer price index measures inflation at the wholesale level. Reported for the month of September, the headline PPI or figure was up 0.5%, which was in line with expectations on a year-over-year basis. PPI increased by 0.3% from 8.3 to 8.6, which was below the 8.7 estimate. Core PPI, which strips out food and energy prices, increased by 0.2%, which was below expectations of 0.5%. Year-over-year, core PPI increased by 0.1% from 6.7% to 6.8%. Now, think about that. Those are basically inflation numbers, but they don't really hit the inflation news. Basically, because sometimes the manufacturers can absorb some of that. So that's the issue right there. That's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. So this morning, probably once or twice a year, I am fortunate enough to share on air an organization that I really admire. I guess that's the best way to put it. Solutions for Change. And we've had some of their What's the right term? Achievers or I don't know the right term. I'm just
overcomers.
Overcomers. Okay, yeah. That's a better term. All right. So we've had some of their overcomers come on the broadcast with us, and Tanya, tell me before we get into chatting with Jenny and Jennifer, tell me a little bit about the organization, how long it's been around, and what the process is.
Sure. Thank you, Ron. And hi, everybody. So Solutions for Change has been around for 22 years. It was founded by Chris and Tammy Megason. They were working with homeless men, and they started to see these families show up into a shelter. And Chris was touched by a young girl who was sleeping on the floor with all these homeless men. And he said, this isn't right. We need to make a change. And beyond just giving a shelter for these families to go to, Chris and Tammy recognize that the most important thing to help these people to live a better life was to really address the core issues. So that's what Solutions for Change does. We have a 700-day academy that focuses on personal well-being and growth, as well as workforce development, so that our people who are once homeless, they can retain a job, and it's a great job in a field that they love, as well as start to pay their bills, pay their own rent. They also work on many are in recovery when they come to us. So there's a lot of personal work that they do. And then also they become active members of our community, which is a big part of our program, is giving back to the community in which they work and live and play. So we have empowerment coaches who work with the students of our program, and they give them coaching, they take classes, and again, they provide workforce skills so that they can be productive members of our society.
One of the things that really excited me, Tanya, when I've gone through this with Chris, was how he does how the organization, I should say, really monitors their success. And I don't know when it happened that Chris realized that the recidivism rate was too high and modified the program. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we have a very comprehensive tracking system. So it's not just tracking number of beds and blankets and burritos given, but it's really measuring the transformation of an individual. And we've been doing this tracking. We have a special system that we've created that actually measures, their success over not only the 2 years, but also once they graduated from the program. So our students who get to 500 days in our program, that's about 75%. And then those that graduate from the program is about 93%. So our overall retention of individuals that we help get from homelessness to employ productive citizens is about 80% in the community, which is completely reverse. There's usually about with most other organizations or in other type of homeless shelters, it's about 80% recidivism. So it's a complete reverse of that.
That's a great story, right? When you're able to go and reverse it. And that's why I've been very, very proponent when I talk to a lot of elected officials and saying, hey, if you were serious about wanting to solve the problem, copy what they're doing at Solutions for Change. It's a pretty simple issue. I'm a big believer. I'm a simple man. And if somebody's figured something out, why do I have to try and reinvent the wheel? So let's move along. And Jennifer, tell us a little bit about your story, if you would.
Hi. My story is much like anybody else's. I had a long line of drug addiction, generational addiction, no life skills. Got my kids taken away by CWS, kind of just lived in the churn of it. And I want to say it's not even about homelessness. You asked why we wouldn't solve it. It's because it's all monetized. Homelessness, the industry is a huge moneymaker. And that's the simple answer. You like simple answers? That's the most simplest answer that I can give. But as far in terms of me, it wasn't until someone had I had some accountability. Someone was like, hey, you're better than that, and then treated me like I was I able to believe in myself and help stop that churn of dependency and victimhood and all the different aspects that come along with that. So 12 years clean and sober. People told me my whole life that I could not stay clean and I could not do this and I could not. And so I believed that for a long time. So it wasn't until I came to solutions that we changed that narrative, right? And so I change it for myself, that I'm able to change it for my kids. And that's how we create other overcomers, by helping them change their narrative. And that's, you know, that's the cyclical churn that we want to enforce. That's the positive churn.
That's some great information. So 12 years clean and sober after, you know, it's amazing the power of the mind, right? Before this 12 years, you're sharing, you said, you know, everybody was telling you that you can't do it, you can't do it, you can't do it. And eventually we start believing that you can't do it because that's what we're told. And now after 12 years, are people still telling you you can't do it?
There'll always be people that tell you that you can't do it, but now instead of holding on to that and letting it feel like any sort of deficiency or defects, I let it encourage me. Now I like to be told that I can't do something, because I'm like, well, watch me, because I absolutely can. My track record shows thus far I can create a pattern of behavior that actually helps propel me to move forward and to do better and be better every single day. So the main narrative is that I can, for sure.
That word "can't" is really more of a motivational word for you to if you choose to prove that person is wrong, because now you've got the power over whatever you're trying to accomplish.
Absolutely.
That's great. We're going to come back and talk with Jenny about her story when we come back. We also have going to chat a little bit. We've got a real-time real estate story we will chat about as well, if I can find what the headline is. What do past years tell us about today's real estate market? And I don't know, Josh, we may not get to a better outcome segment today, but we'll give it a shot. One last thing for you to worry about, right? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you a renter and tired of making monthly payments, paying off someone else's mortgage? Hey, it's Ron Siegel here to help you stop renting and start owning your dream home with amazing low interest rates. And you could potentially qualify for a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket. So stop renting. Start owning with Ron Siegel. Learn more at ronsiegelradio.com and start owning today. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DR number 01869452.
Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debts so you could retire someday? Build bigger savings. Invest in opportunities. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less, all without having to spend more each month than you spend right now? Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis, rsrnodebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes. rsrnodebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. Go to rsrnodebt.com. rsrnodebt.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. What do past years tell us about today's real estate market? As you follow the news, you're likely seeing headlines discussing what's going on in today's housing market. Chances are that some of the more recent storylines you've come across mention terms like cooling or slowing when talking about where the market is headed. But what do these terms mean? The housing market today is anything but normal, and it's still an incredibly strong seller's market, especially when compared to the few years leading up to the pandemic. With that in mind, what can previous years tell us about today's real estate market and if it's truly slowing? We're still seeing an above average number of sales. You may have seen headlines about a drop in home sales, but are those headlines telling the full story? The most recent existing home sales report from the National Association of Realtors does show a drop of about 2% from July to August, but the month-over-month decline doesn't provide the full picture. So if you're watching us again on ronsiegelradio.tv, ABC News and Talk AM, 1490 video feed, or our social channels, you're seeing a chart of existing home sales exceeds pre-pandemic levels. As the graph shows, historical context is key. Today's home sales are well ahead of some of the more normal years that led up to the health crisis. That means buyers are still in the market, which is great news if you're planning to list your home. Houses are still selling faster than usual. When headlines mention the market is slowing, sellers may naturally wonder if their house will sell as quickly as they'd like. According to the most recent Realtors Confidence Index from the National Association of Realtors, homes are still selling at record speed. And you can see that on the next chart we've got up there that Josh has up right now. Again, if we look back at data from previous years, we can see the average time on market, 17 days. It means homes are selling faster than a normal pace. Bidding wars are still the norm. The Realtors Confidence Index from the National Association of Realtors also shows a drop in the average number of offers homes are receiving in August, and many headlines may simply focus there without providing the important context. Again, it's important to compare today's market to trends from recent years. Currently, the average number of offers per listing is higher than 39 of the previous 45 months. That means the likelihood of bidding war on your home is still high, and the number of offers for your house receives can have a major influence on the final sales price. So is the market slowing down? While there are slight declines in various month-to-month data, it's important to keep historical context in mind when determining what's happening in today's market. Odetta Cushy, Deputy Chief Economist at First American, put it best recently, saying, "It's not the white-hot market from earlier in the year. It's not the 2020 market benefiting from a wave of pent-up demand. But make no mistake, this is still a hot housing market," unquote. Bottom line, don't let the headlines make you rethink listing your home this fall. Selling today means you can still take advantage of higher buyer demand, multiple offers, and a quick sale. If you're thinking of selling your house, give me a call, 800-306-1990. Let's chat about it. Let's see what makes sense for you and for your family. That is the Real-Time Real Estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. So we are chatting this morning, our friends from Solutions for Change in the House today. We had a good conversation. We learned a little bit in the last segment. We were chatting with Jennifer about her story, Solutions for Change. So if you missed the last segment, you missed a lot. And I'm going to just share a couple of comments here before we get to Jenny and her story. 80 to 85% of, let's see if we can find I lost my thought here. Josh, you put in here somewhere. So you could, Shirley Husser, I don't know. I'm sorry, Shirley. I don't want to butcher your name. But Shirley made a couple comments in here for us that, and apparently Shirley's in Monterey County. So 80 to 85% of African-American homeless people. In Monterey County, percentage of Black or African-American people who are homeless is more than 7 times higher than the county's Black population. Nearly 6 times higher at state level, while only 3.5% of the people living in Monterey County identify as Black or African-American, 25% of the county's homeless population identify as such. Crazy, just amazing numbers. I can't get the whole message on there, but I think Jennifer hit it on the head in the last segment, and I love what you said there, Jennifer, because it is, unfortunately, so accurate, right? Homelessness makes people a lot of money, right? And there's a lot of companies, a lot of groups that are making boatloads. So it's a shame that we're worried about the financial side. And there's people that out there, I know there's some that are trying to do things the right way, but maybe they just don't know how, right? And I know I've talked to Chris about the state jipping Solutions for Change out of money. And my opinion, not Chris's, cheating them, right? But that's a different story for a different day. Jenny, tell us a little bit about yourself and your story, please.
Sure. My name is Jenny Burton. I'm from Washington State. I just recently came down here to San Diego County to keynote speak at Solutions for Change annual gala that's happening this weekend. There's going to be a lot of exciting news that's going to be talked about over the next couple of days during a couple of events that they're having. So I'm really going to encourage all the listeners and watchers to look into that. I don't know if you're going to be sharing links in this show somewhere so that people can register for the event, both on through Zoom or whatever platform they're using, or actually show up to the event. So it's going to be a really fantastic time, and a whole bunch of great stuff is going to happen. So I just want to share that first. Chris Megason actually found me on LinkedIn back in June, I believe it was. My story went viral all over the world, and it's still continuing to gain momentum. I, similarly to the overcomers that have been being guided and built up through the program of Solutions for Change, I too have a long history of addiction, incarceration, abuse, domestic violence, and an experience of homelessness. I made the decision at age 40, when I was arrested and facing my fourth prison sentence, to do whatever it took to turn my life around. I had absolutely no foundational learning. I had no understanding of what it meant to navigate life in the way that I am today, but I was committed to making that happen because I was really tired of what I was choosing in my own life. And there was a period of time during my third prison sentence that I recognized that the things occurring in my life were the result of choices that I was making. So because of that, it gave me an opportunity to recognize that I could choose differently. Now, in saying that, I want to say that it was not easy to turn my life around, and it definitely didn't happen overnight. It was also not a linear process. But when I finally made the decision to first stop using drugs and alcohol, it gave me an opportunity to build my life up in a lot of other ways. So I sort of piecemealed a program together for myself in my own life that allowed me to be exactly where it is that I am today. And because of that, and because I made the decision to also live out loud, I'm involved with a number of people through social media that I've known for years, people that are in and out of the prison system, people that are stuck in the throes of addiction, people who are, I guess, victimized by their own vulnerabilities. I've tried to live out loud to show them that there is a way out. And in that process, I happened to stumble upon some opportunities where I was involved in some social movements and some documentaries in the city of Seattle. I became friends with a newscaster, and we were trying to highlight some of the problems that are very similar to a lot of what's going on here in California, specifically San Francisco. And apparently, according to what I'm learning about down here in San Diego County, that, you know, those problems exist here as well. And it seems to be a movement that's happening across the nation in a lot of metropolitan cities where we as a society are enabling the destruction of our society members, of our citizens, of the people that are occupying space here. And we're allowing them to spiral out of control into the depths of destruction. And we're calling it compassion and love because we're not interjecting. And that's what Solutions for Change is doing. They're interjecting in these processes and allowing people to find out who they are, guiding them to sort of defragment their fractured personalities and existences. And as a result, like, you get the opportunity, if you come here to this program and you take a tour and you meet the people that are serving and the people that are being served, that are being raised up to serve other people, you get the opportunity to see the humanity. It has really just unfolded like a lot of people that we get the opportunity to see at Solutions for Change. And I was able to happen upon a platform that allowed me to try to be a voice for as many people as I can in this country. So I'm really excited to be here. And thank you so much for allowing me to be on your show. And I'm also really grateful to Solutions for finding value in my story and allowing me to spread some hope.
So how long, give me a little bit of a timeline, because I know that you mentioned that that you made a decision to make a change. How long ago was that?
That was almost 9 years ago. December 6th of 2012 was the last time. Well, actually, December 5th of 2012 was the last time I put drugs into my body. I've been clean and sober for 8 years and 10 months. On December 6th, I'll have 9 years. And I had a long history of addiction. I was introduced to drugs at a very young age. I was 7 years old. My mother introduced me to drugs.
Wow.
And I was in active addiction for 27 plus years.
27 years. So what was the impetus for you to make that decision? I mean, did you have help making that decision? Did you just have an epiphany, or how did you make the decision to change?
Yeah, so that's a great question. There are a lot of different things that occurred throughout my life. I spent a significant number of years in and out of incarceration. The police were very, very beneficial in helping me to set my feet in action to actually realize my decision was possible. Thankfully, for me, when I was in addiction, I was able to be arrested. I was really grateful for that. But it was a number of years, you know.
Jenny, give me 1 second, because I want to continue this idea. Yeah. Because there's a couple of things that you made comments there that I don't think a lot of people will ever hear. You know, because you mentioned earlier that you were incarcerated and that you're grateful for the police help. But I want to dig into that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We are going to skip our better outcome segment as I kind of thought we might. I shouldn't have even put it in there, but we did. So we can talk more with Jenny when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing real estate current events. All right, we'll be back in just a few.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Are you tired of paying rent? Are you tired of paying someone else's mortgage? Do you know qualified folks can potentially purchase a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket? Ron Siegel can help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. If you're tired of paying someone else's mortgage, reach out to Ron today at RonIsMyLender.com. That's RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. In every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will deliver every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. So as I mentioned, we are going to not do our Better Outcomes segment. If you want that information, we'll put it up there. We'll probably try and fit that into Monday's broadcast, maybe tomorrow's broadcast, because I want to spend more time with our guests today. We're talking to our friends from Solutions for Change. Jenny Burton is on with us. We've been chatting with her about her story. And it's a fascinating comment that she made and Jennifer concurred with back while we were on break. And we don't hear this very often, but we need to, right? And in retrospect, both of the ladies made the comment that they're grateful for the police, right? And you wonder sometimes, Jennifer, I'm going to ask you this real quick, and then we're going to get back to Jenny. So do you think that if it wasn't for the police intervention, do you think you would have lived this long?
Oh, no, absolutely not, because it just along with addiction comes domestic violence, and I've had that happen numerous times. So they've come for me, and they've come for other people, so I would not be alive at all if it weren't for the police.
It's amazing. Yes. And people don't want to thank the police for what they do. And I'm a big fan of the police, so I thank them every day for what they do. But Jenny, let's get back to your story. You're mentioning the same thing in your comments. You're grateful for the police and what they were able to do for you. This is not a police broadcast. We're talking about solutions, right? So that can be the first step as recognizing a problem. I think most people say is one of the early steps of solutions, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And for me, you know, just to sort of backtrack a little bit to finish answering the first question that you asked about, you know, was it an epiphany? Was it one thing? When I initially used drugs, it was against my better thoughts. I knew that my dad had went to prison for drugs. I knew drugs were bad, but I was pushed into this situation. And so there was always this sort of contradictory experience that I had, but what I learned in time and as a 7-year-old kid, how much consent do you actually have, right? It, for me personally, it was really about seeking the acceptance of my parent. But what I learned in time is that, that it actually solved some of the things that I was experiencing. It helped me to manage certain things and it became patterns just like anything else. And so then if we move forward to the comment about the police, I recognize that it's not a popular subject, but I'm not really concerned about popularity. I'm concerned about solutions. I'm concerned about being really honest, because the police and criminal justice involvement allowed me time and space to separate myself from the addiction. And if I continue on that thread, and I make it really clear that regardless of the victimization toward me in my life, I became a perpetrator, and drugs created a significant amount of deviance that was really expansive in a lot of ways. And I became somebody that was victimizing people in the community. So it was very necessary for me. And my story is not unique. It's very common. I learned a lot of the behaviors that I participated in from other people that had long histories of addiction. And, you know, what happened for me is I got the opportunity to be separated from the drugs and the environment. Now, that's not to say that we don't need reform in policing, that we don't need reform in, you know, incarceration. But I'm going to tell you that society needed to be saved from me. And that's one of the things that we're not really focusing on right now. We're not focusing on are the citizens in the world that aren't participating in this sort of subculture of drug use and crime, like, are, do they deserve to be victimized? And so we have to look at things holistically, in my opinion. So I am very grateful for the police. I've actually, over the last number of months, really in over a year, because I've been on a few pretty meaningful documentaries in Seattle, have gained some pretty cool friendships with some police and detectives and things like that. One guy in particular, a Bellevue police officer, invited me to the station, and I actually get to do jujitsu workouts with him sometimes. And he's a fantastic human being. So, you know, and everybody's just trying to address and solve problems in the way that they see fit. But when it comes to solving problems in the lives of people like myself or Jennifer, what we have right now in society is we have a whole bunch of people. And I just spent a couple of years on a college campus with a lot of these folks. They're being raised up. They're being indoctrinated to these narratives that are coming from people that don't have lived experience. If people with lived experience are not participating in the conversation, the policy being created around it is going to be so far off from actually solving the problem that we're going to continue to spiral out of control, in my humble opinion.
I love it. Now I know why you and Chris get along so well, because I've always known Chris to be really, really mild-mannered and appeasing and go with the flow and really worried about what everybody else had to think.
Yeah, that's me too. We've realized that we're maybe twins.
Yeah, but I know you're a lot prettier than he is, but I'm not supposed to say that on.
Well, thank you very much. I'm pushing 50, so that I will welcome all of those compliments.
Nice. So, you know, we need to get a little bit into, you know, how do people, you know, you're doing this, you're down here from Seattle. Are you here part-time, or are you just passing through, or is there a solution for Change Seattle?
Pardon? More will be revealed. I cannot disclose all of the secrets that will be let out this weekend.
Wait a second. We only have 7 listeners.
Well, unfortunately, as we know, the game of telephone usually travels very quickly. I can tell you that I was on a news show with a guy in Ohio when my post first went viral. And then we thought that we were safe because we were waiting for the Como News 4 segment to come out, but we still had about 9 days. In less than 24 hours, that thing was all over the news stations in Seattle. So as much as I appreciate the lack of listeners this morning, I know that by the end of the day, it's going to explode into something else.
Okay. So we'll stand by and hear what you have to say. So tell us a little bit about the event and what's going on with the program. And this all started, you know, sometimes I'm not always a big fan of social media, but, you know, Chris and I kind of trade information, and I saw that a week ago, I saw Chris put a comment on there that you have some interesting information coming up and an event coming up. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, and I'll probably not be as good telling you about it as Tanya would be, but tomorrow there's a National Overcomers Network. The website is up. There's a Facebook group and an Instagram group. So, and what's happening is that the folks from Solutions for Change have sort of spurred something that we want to take national, and they've invited me into this network. So we're going to be doing a kickoff tomorrow. It's going to be a huge media event. It's going to be fantastic. And then on Saturday, the Solutions for Change Evening to Remember annual gala is going to be happening, and I'm going to be the keynote speaker. We have some other special guests that are going to be there, as well as a whole bunch of amazing overcomers that were grown up right here locally, which I think is fantastic. Archie Williams, who is he's a man that was wrongfully accused and spent about 36 years in Angola prison down in Louisiana, who was also on America's Got Talent. He's going to be singing, I think maybe at both events, but I don't really know. Anything I've missed, Tanya can totally fill you in.
So, Tanya, we need to get a couple. I only have about a minute left. So we need to know, because I know that Solutions for Change gets so much support from the state and federal. How do we help?
No, that would be community funded. We're private sector funded mainly, and that's so that we can actually implement and deploy our program the way we want to without creating this dependent churn that society has created, our government has created. But to just jump on to what Jenny has said, talked about, it's going to be a really exciting event tomorrow, the National Overcomers Network media launch. You can go onto the website, you can register. It's about 2 hours starting at 1 o'clock. We have some featuring some special overcomers. But what this network is about is giving a voice to people like Jenny, like Jennifer, who have different challenges that they've had in their life, different vulnerabilities that they have risen above those vulnerabilities and they've overcome those situations. And they are now, you know, able to hopefully affect policy and affect, you know, the way that society sees and acts on these, you know, different areas from homelessness to drug addiction to, you know, incarceration. And this is just the start.
Well, I'm glad that we've got some people with a voice and actually people that are out there that don't really care about being politically correct and get out there and say what's really happening and how we as a society can really help to solve the problem. So, Tanya, I appreciate what you're doing over there at Solutions for Change. Jenny and Jennifer, I'm really thrilled that you guys have are succeeding and moving forward, sharing your story, being mentors and a voice for a problem that's out there. And as always, we ask, set your first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Very big thanks to Sean and John, Josh and Sean, who are engineering us today. Easy for me to say. Glad it's the end of the week. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.